That evening, when Miss Treadgold was approached by a puzzled Florentina, she didn't hesitate to sit the child down and explain the birth process to her in the fullest detail, warning her of the consequences of a rash desire to experiment. Florentina sat and listened to Miss Treadgold in silence. When she'd finished, Florentina asked, "Then why is so much fuss made about the whole thing?" "Modern society and loose morals make a lot of demands on girls, but always remember that each of us makes our own decision as to what others think of us, and, more importantly, what we think of ourselves." She did know all about becoming pregnant and having babies, Florentina said to Susie the next day, with great authority.
"Does that mean you're going to remain?"
asked Susie. "Oh, yes," said Florentina. "Gold is still one."
"But what about precautions?" demanded Susie.
"You don't need them if you remain a virgin," Florentina said, passing on her newfound knowledge. The only other event of importance that year for Florentina was her confirmation. Although Father O'Reilly, a young priest from the Holy Name Cathedral, officially instructed her, Miss Treadgold, resolutely suppressing the Church of England tenets of her youth, studied the Roman Catholic orders in confirmation and took Florentina painstakingly through her, leaving her in no doubt of the obligations that her promises to our dear Lord brought upon her. The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Chicago, assisted by Father O'Reilly, administered the confirmation, and both Abel and Zephia attended the service. Their divorce having been completed, they sat in separate pews.